Hello, this is the MTIN Flash Briefing for Thursday, February 7th, 2019. A couple of quick things going on in the ISP world today. First thing, I received an email on the Aaron list of them suspending issuing of number resources on the unmet request list. For those of you who are not familiar with this, since Aaron is out of IP space, what they've been doing is you go through the justification and you get put on a waiting list. So as people return IP space, IANA issues more IP space, they go through this list and issue number resources, issue you IP space based upon these, mainly IPv4 space, of course. But for some reason, they found some misuse and some fraud on this this list. So for now, they have suspended the waiting list pending a meeting to figure out what's going on. So if you're on that list, you might want to check it out. Next thing is there's a Verge article on basically how 5G is not the magic bullet. Most of the 5G stuff we hear about is all about the cell companies. So, you know, you're hearing about microcells and all of this stuff. And they're basically saying in this article, hey, we have these cell companies that are charging for data. And I've heard from many of my WISP clients stories like, hey, we used to be with Verizon and we had a Verizon hotspot. And for the past month or 2 months, we've received $500 overages. So people are starting to see the business model does not translate well into the fixed wireless space or the home user space. The mobile and the home space are quite a bit different. So I'll post a link to that in the blog post here. And in other 5G news, Verizon, kind of along the same lines, they've halted their 5G home internet rollout, basically because it's not really 5G. So they've been getting some flack about that, and they've suspended rolling out a fixed wireless 5G product. And the last thing going on today is both IgniteNet and Ubiquiti have released some firmware updates. So we'll post those in the blog post here as well, so you can check those out. And my name's Justin, and that's been your Flash Briefing for today. Thanks.